यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरवनचारी यमुनातीरवनचारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरवनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी विचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we welcome all the devotees for the today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 15, Text 2 to 6. And Tasmad Vriddha Senayam Deva Devata Jinnam Putro Abhavat तस्माद् वृद्धसेनायां देवता जिन्नां पुत्रो अभवत् 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 तस्मात् फ्रॉम सुमति Vriddhasenayam, in the womb of his wife, named Vriddhasena, Devajita Nama, named Devajita, Putraha, a son, Abhavat, was born. Translation. From Sumati, a son named Devajita was born by the womb of his wife named Vriddhasena. So from here onwards, we'll read translation or purport up to text 6, because it is lineage which describes only various names from whom they are born, parents and children. Text 3, translation. Thereafter, in the womb of Asuri, the wife of Devatajit, a son named Devadyumna was begotten. Devadyumna begot in the womb of his wife Dhenumati a son named Parameshti. Parameshti begot a son named Pratiha in the womb of his wife Suvarchala. Text 4. King Pratiha personally propagated the principles of self-realization. In this way, not only was he purified, but he became a great devotee of Supreme Person, Lord Vishnu, and directly realized him. Purport. The word Anusmar is very significant. God consciousness is not imaginary or concocted. The devotee who is pure and advanced realizes God as he is. Maharaj Pratiha did so, and due to his direct realization of Lord Vishnu, he propagated self-realization and became a preacher. A real preacher cannot be bogus. He must first of all realize Lord Vishnu as he is. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Ubhidekshanti te jnanam jnaninastattva darshinah. One who has seen the truth can impart knowledge. The word Tattvadarshi refers to one who has perfectly realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person can become a guru and propound Vaishnava philosophy all over the world. The paragon of bona fide preachers and guru is King Pratiha. Text 5. In the womb of his wife Suvarchala, Pratiha begot three sons named Pratiharta, Prashtatota and Udgata. These three sons were very expert in performing Vedic rituals. Pratiharta begot two sons named Aja and Bhuma in the womb of his wife named Stuti. Text 6. Translation. In the womb of his wife Rishikulya, King Bhuma begot a son named Udgita. From Udgita's wife Devakulya, a son named Prastava was born. Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. And Prastava begot a son named Vibhu through his wife Nyutsa. In the womb of his wife Rati, Vibhu begot a son named Prutusena. Prutusena begot a son named Nakta in the womb of his wife named Akuti. Nakta's wife was Druti, and from her womb the great king Gaya was born. Gaya was very famous and pious. He was the best of saintly kings. Lord Vishnu and his expansions, who are meant to protect the universe, are always situated in the transcendental mode of goodness known as Vishuddha Sattva. Being the direct expansion of Lord Vishnu, King Gaya was also situated in the Vishuddha Sattva. Because of this, Maharaj Gaya was fully equipped with transcendental knowledge. Therefore, he was called Mahapurusha. Purport. From this verse, it appears that the incarnation of God are various. Some are part and parcel of the direct expansions, and some are direct expansions of Lord Vishnu. A direct incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Amsa or Swams, whereas an incarnation from Amsa is called Kala. Among the Kalas, there are Vivina Amshas, Jiva or living entity. These are counted among the Jiva Tattvas. Those who come directly from Lord Vishnu are called Vishnu Tattva and are sometimes designated as Mahapurusha. Another name for Krishna is Mahapurusha, and a devotee is sometimes called Mahapaurishika. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So we welcome all the devotees in today's Srimad Bhagavatam class and take blessings of the senior devotees assembled here to bless so that we can speak something which enlightens us and helps us in advancement of our Krishna consciousness. And having good relationship, we can perfect our life in this lifetime. So today's verses basically speak of the dynasty. The Acharyas give various reasons. Why these dynasties just mentioned? Because it is Amala Puran. It should not be mentioned like this. Only the names of king is mentioned and their progeny. So 10th canto, in the beginning, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. Kathito Vamsa Vistaro Kathito Soma Surya. Why you are describing so many dynasties, so many names? Just speak on the Krishna Katha. Not needed. From then onwards, Parikshit Maharaj speaks. Sukadeva Goswami continues the narration. As per this question, Parikshit Maharaj's question, he narrates 90 chapter full Krishna Katha only. So I thought that instead of speaking this, since Radhashtami is coming within a week, just with a gap of 5 days, today is Monday. So within a week it is, so thought like just speak something which enhances our consciousness in preparation of welcoming the appearance of Srimati Radharani. So Radha Janmashtami, just like a Krishna Janmashtami. So similarly, this is Radha Janmashtami. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, it is mentioned, Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Dui Vastu Bhedana Hi Shastra Parman Mruga Madha Tara Gandha Jaise Avichhed Agni Jwalate Jaise Kabhu Nahi Bhed राधा कृष्ण ऐसे सदा एकै स्वरूप लीला रस आस्वादिते धरे दुई रूप। तो वाई कृष्ण राधा एंड कृष्ण ऑल दो वन पर्सन वाई दे हैव टेकन टू फॉर्म्स जस्ट फॉर द सेक ऑफ द प्लेजर पास टाइम्स ऑफ देयर ओन। सो राधा पूर्ण शक्ति एंड कृष्ण पूर्ण शक्तिमान द हियर इज द शक्ति एंड शक्तिमान कॉन्सेप्ट इज डिस्क्राइब द राधा रानी श्रीमती राधा रानी इज Shakti of Lord Krishna, and the Krishna is possessor of that Shakti. He is a Shaktiman. There is no difference between the Shakti and Shaktiman in quality wise. And it is all mentioned in the Shastra, Shastra Parman. Just like they give two examples, Mruga Madha Taraganda, just like a deer, Kasturi Mrigi found in the deers, it emanates its fragrance all over, but there is no difference between the body of Mruga and the fragrance coming from him. Similarly, it is again an example is given, just like a fire, Agni Jwalate Jaise Kabu Nahi Bhed. There is a fire and flame, Agni and Jwala. There is no difference between the fire and the flame. Similarly, there is no difference between the Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Aise Sada Ekai Swarup. So why they have become two? Just for the sake of having pleasure pastimes. so that we can munch over it and describe them and perfect our life. It is for the sake of others, but their enjoyment, it also helps us advance in Krishna consciousness. So what happens, many times we see in the world, there are many people, sampradayas and people who do not accept the Srimati Radharani. For them it is, warning is given. So what is that warning? Who discriminate between Radha and Krishna, for them it is mentioned, Bhajate devam anyam va krishnam va sarva karanam punyachetre mahamudho yadi nindati radhikam vamshahani bhavestasya dukkha shokam ihaivacha pachyate niraye ghore yavad chandra divakaro. A foolish person who has taken the great or pious land of the Bharatavarsha, punyachetre mahamudho. How can be a foolish person takes birth in the pious land? So it is described. Why it is foolish, although he has taken birth in the pious land? Punyachetre mahamudho yadi nindati radhikam. He is considered to be a fool if one criticizes or blasphemes Srimati Radharani. Punyachetre mahamudho. Even the born in a punyachetra, Bharatavarsha or any dham, he is considered to be a fool if he criticizes Srimati Radharani. Or even if he worships Bhajate Devam Anyamva, even he will be a great worshipper of some other Deva. Or if he worships Krishna, who is a Sarva Karan Karanam. Bhajate Devam Anyamva, Krishnam va Sarva Karana. Even if he is worshipping Krishna or any other Devata, still he will be considered to be a fool. Why? Because he is criticizing Srimati Radharani. And what will be the destination of this kind of people? Vamshahani bhavestasya. His family will be completely destroyed. Vamshahani bhavestasya dukkha shoka ihaivacha. And he will, because of this, he will have a pain throughout his life and he will be living a life with a full of the lamentation. So dukkha shoka ihaivacha. And what happens after that? That's his miserable condition. Dukkha will not end with this body. Pachyate niraye ghore. He will be absorbed or sent into worst kind of hellish condition. Pachyate niraye ghore. Ghore means very abominable or very ghastly kind of environment. In pachyate niraye, niraye means hell. He will be put into very greatest kind of hells. And how long? Yavad chandra divakaro. Till the time the sun and moon are rising or there on the earth. The question comes, how long? Because the sometimes Soma Surya, like Chandra and Moon, they are, have a lifespan according to the Manuantar. Manu's life, their annihilation, and then Chandra Surya, all devatas are changed. Similarly, the Chandra and Surya change. Will that be, they will be there till that time? Maybe a possibility. Or there can be a lifetime of Manu when all 14 Manvantaras goes off. All 14 times this Manvantara changes and this day of Brahma comes. Till that time they will be there. Or till the time this world gets dissolved in the body of, again, absorbed in the body of Mahavishnu. Till that time they will be there. Which is like one lifetime of a Brahma, which is 311 trillion years. So it mentions only Yavat Chandra Divakaro. Till the time the Chandra and Soma and Surya is there on the there, they will be there in the hellish planets. It is mentioned according to which, we don't know. But be careful. So whichever it may be, it is very, very long period of time according to human calculations. So another place it is mentioned, name of Krishna has to be chanted only after chanting the nectarine name of Srimati Radharani. And it bestows all blessings and powers or benedictions to the people only when it is chanted after the name of Srimati Radharani. So name of Radha Krishna are like it is mentioned, four examples are given. Just like whiteness and milk. It cannot be separated. Similarly, name of Radha and name of Krishna cannot be separated from each other. You cannot take one and deride other, leave other. Similarly, it is mentioned just like a heat and fire. They are together. You cannot separate them. Third example is given, coolness in the water. You cannot separate the coolness of water anytime. Artificially, you may try for some time. But if once it comes to the natural state, it is always cool. Fourth example is given, fragrance from the earth. It cannot be separated. Similarly, the name of Radha Krishna cannot be separated because Radharani is considered to be a Vamangi. She is born from the left part of the Krishna. She cannot be separated. She is one part of Krishna. So there is Brahman Purana mentioned, there is eternal truth exist in this world. So shloka the way it says, Radha Krishnatmika Nityam Krishno Radhatmiko Dhruvam. So Radha Krishna Atmika Nityam. This Nityam word applies to both the lines. So Radha Krishna Atmika. The Radha Rani is dearest to Krishna. And similarly, the Krishna is dearest to Radha Rani. Dhruvam. There is no foundational truth greater than this. So they both are dear to each other. We should not try to separate them or any time. Otherwise, we will not have derive any benefit or performance of devotional service. The eternal truth. Radha is dearest to Krishna and Krishna is dearest to Shrimati Radharani. Another place, Narada Pancharatra mentions, Krishna Stuta, Krishna Kanta, Vrindavanam Vilasini, Tulasya Adishthatri Devi, Samsar Arnava Parada. So what is the power of Shrimati Radharani? It mentions in this shloka. Krishna Stuta. Shrimati Radharani is always glorified or eulogized by Shri Krishna himself, who is considered to be Bhagavan and Purna Purushottam. All scriptures talk very highly about him. He is worshipping or kind of glorifying Shrimati Radharani. Krishna Stuta. The one who is eulogized or glorified by Krishna. Krishna Kanta, who is dearest to Krishna. There is no other person who is dear to Krishna than the Shrimati Radharani. Krishna Stuta, Krishna Kanta, Vrindavana Vilashni. And what she does? Where she stays? She just has her pleasure times in Vrindavan. She rejoices in Vrindavan. She always dwells in the Vrindavan groups. Vrindavana Vilashini. Tulasya Adishthatri Devi. She is the source or foundation of Tulsi Devi, who is managing all the affairs of Radha Krishna's pastimes. She is the source of Tulsi Devi, or in other words, you can put it Tulasya Adishthatri Devi. She is the first Tulsi, or she is Tulsi himself. Tulasya Adishthatri Devi. Sansar Arano Parada. What is her powers? Why should we worship after hearing all these glories? Okay, that's great. Krishna glorifies her. She is dear to Krishna. She is the Adishthatri of Tulsi Devi. Why we worship her? Because we are stuck in this material world. Samsar Arnav. This is Bhavasagar. We are here stuck. And she has a capacity to deliver us from this samsara world. Samsara. And send us to the back home, back to Godhead. Samsar Arnav Parada. She has capacity to parada. From this material world to deliver parada. To deliver us that which is beyond this world. So we can be delivered to the other planet or to the Krishna Loka, Goloka, by her causeless mercy. So that importance he has in our life. So Devi Bhagavat, another place, mentions, Randoti Sakalan Kamantasmad Radheti Kirtita. To Randoti Sakalan Kaman. Sakalan Kaman means all desires. Randeti means she has a capacity to fulfill all desires. So having potency and she has a capacity to fulfill all of our desires. Tasmat Radheti Kirtita. She is famous as who can fulfill all the desires of the people who approach her. Tasmat Radheti Kirtita. And she is famous as Shrimati Radharani. Radheti Kirtita. She is famous as Radha. The one who is famous is Radha. She has capacity to fulfill all of our desires. And Jiva struggling in this world has what desire he has other than going out of this material world and entering into the abode of the Lord. So Narada Pancharat mentions 1175, Saubhagyasu Sundarishu Radha Krishna Priyasucha Hanuman Vanaranamsha Pakshinam Garuno Yatha. Saubhagyasu Sundarishu, among all beautiful girls, all beautiful women, the Radharani is most prominent. Saubhagyasu Sundarishu Radha Krishna Priyasu. And among all the famous girls, personalities who are dear to Krishna, Radharani is prominent, the first one. Saubhagyasu Sundarishu Radha Krishna Priyasu. So Radha is Krishna Priyasu. So not Radha Krishna, but Radha is Krishna Priyasu. Like what? Hanuman Vanara Namsham. Just like among the monkeys, Hanuman or Vanaras, Hanuman is the first dear to the Lord. Similarly, just like among the flying birds, the Garuda is best. Similarly, among all the beautiful women and damsels, the Radharani is a prominent in dearness of Krishna. Skanda Purana mentions, Atma Ramascha Krishnascha Dhruvam Atmasti Radhika. Krishna is famous all over as Atmaram. The word we hear, Atmaramascha Muni Nirgantha Api Unutkrame. So Atmaram verse mentioned, which is Mahaprabhu described in the various ways. So Krishna is famous as Atmaram. And that fame is given to Krishna because of Radharani. He has attained that fame because of Radharani. Because of the Radharani's services or kind of potency he has, service attitude she has, the way she has served, Krishna has become Atmaram. He has become Tripta Kama. He has no other desire. Because of Radharani's service, he has become Atmaram and famous. So this fame to Krishna is given by Srimati Radharani's service. Atmaramascha Krishna Shadruvam. The foundation of this Atmaram Tattva of Krishna is Atma Asti Radhika. The Radharani is the cause of Krishna's being Atmaram. Then, what is the meaning of this word Radha? So, Radha Shabdo Charanat Bhakto Bhaktim Muktim Charativa Ratimva. Just by pronouncing this word, not Radha, word Ra. Radha Shabdo Ucharanat Bhaktum Bhaktim Muktim Charatimva. Just by pronouncing this word Ra, the devotees attain bhakti, devotion to Lord Krishna, mukti, sometimes salvation as per their desire, and freedom from this world, ratimcha, attachment to Krishna, and the devotees and the limbus of devotion service. And when they pronounce this word, dha shabdo uchcharanad, dhavan ned hareh padam. Just by pronouncing this word, dha, they have great zeal of enthusiasm to serve the lotus feet of Krishna in a loving way. One attains this mentality of service attitude towards the lotus feet of Lord Krishna just by pronouncing this word dha. So this is the meaning of the dha. You can attain bhakti, you can attain freedom from this world, you can attain attachment to Krishna, and you can attain the loving devotional service by pronouncing this word Ra and Dha. So the greatest desire for Jiva is to attain the lotus feet of the Lord and perfect this life. But this can be attained just by pronouncing this word Radha.
Anaradhya Radham Padam Bhojarenum Manashritya Vrindatavim Tad Padankam Asambhasya tadbhavagambira chintam kutah shama siddho rasashyavagah.
Here, kind of sarcastic way or indirectly, the Vaishnava is mentioning this anaradhya radham padam bhojarenu. Without the worshipping of lotus feet of Radharani, and manashritya vrindatavim tat padankam, without worshipping the place which is filled with the padankita, with the lotus footprints of the Srimati Radharani,
without worshipping the lotus feet of Radharani and without worshipping the place Vrindavan, which is filled with the lotus footprints of Shrimati Radharani, asambhasya tad bhava gambhir chittam, and without understanding or dwelling in the gambhir chittam of Shrimati Radharani, her desires, what way she is thinking, how she wants to serve the Krishna, what kutah sham sindo rasasyavagah, how can one attain the kutah sham sindo, this sindhu of worshipping, or Shri Krishna sindhu, which is very athah, very difficult to even insurmount or imagine. So without worshipping Shrimati Radharani's lotus feet, without worshipping the place where she lives, dwells, performs her pastimes, the place imprinted with her footprints. Thirdly, without understanding her heart, how the what way she wants to think and serve Krishna, gabhira chittam, one cannot understand Krishna or serve Krishna or desire. It is like impossible mount ocean you are trying to cross without having a boat. So what to speak of attaining love for Krishna? You say. So Krishna is on the scriptures. Krishna is considered with the great personality. Brahmaji mentions, Ishvaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradira Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Again, Sri Krishna himself says, Sarvadharaman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami masuchah. He is giving assurance, if you surrender unto me, I will free you from, forgive you from all your sinful activities which you have performed in the past, present, and future. I will give you protection from all your misdeeds. At the same time, he demands, yat karosi, yad asnasi, yad yosi, tapasyasi. In the great length, one place he is saying, you surrender unto me. And secondly, he puts the condition. Surrender means what? All you have to do. Sometimes people may not be fit to surrender in that condition. So this great personality, which is accepted by all acharyas in all the scriptures, if you are glorified by some ordinary person, what is great about it? But when you are glorified by somebody who is very advanced, very highly situated, then it has some value, some standing. Just like if a child is praised by his parents, it has no value. But the same child, when he is praised by his teachers, it has some value or greater value than the parents, because out of love they can speak good about children. But the teacher, he sees the child's behavior and in neutral state, he describes his all activities. But when the great personality, some state minister or somebody comes and glorifies someone, it means this person really has done something. It has some substance in it. Similarly, when the what Krishna's, so all the scriptures are speaking, so many people have spoken so far, what we have heard, the glories of the Radharani. When the Krishna starts speaking, how he glorifies Shrimati Radharani, then we'll see few of shlokas of them. So one place, Krishna says, I get respect because of you, O Radharani. That's why you are supreme or better than me also. So it says, Krishnam vadanti mam lokas tayyeva rahitam yada Shri Krishnam chatatatepi tayyeva sahitam param. Krishnam vadanti mam lokas. People call me Krishna tayyeva rahitam yada. When I am separate from you, tayyeva rahitam yada. When I am separate from you, when I am alone, people call me Krishna. Shri Krishnam chatata tepi. Same people call me Shri Krishna. Tayyeva sahitam param. When I am there with you, so you are more or supreme or better than me also. Because I get this glorification or respect from the people because of your presence. If I am alone, I called Krishna. When I am with you or you are with me, I am considered or called by people Shri Krishna. So that's why you see all Krishna temple. We don't have Shri Krishna, but we have Shri Shri Radha Krishna. All temples.
So Radharani's name is not changing, but the Krishna's name is changing. But she is fixed. Her position is fixed. And not once, but twice we are giving respect. That's the glory of Prabhupada. So we, this one anecdote we hear. So Sasurup Maharaj kind of editing Prabhupada's all articles, what he writes, the book, initial editing he was doing. So he edited one place, Prabhupada wrote Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Let's say consider Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari. She say, he comes to Prabhupada and says, Prabhupada, this is not proper. At least we have to say, as per grammar, we say, Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari. Prabhupada says, when I am writing in your language, you can correct me. I may be perfect in your language, but don't correct me when I am writing in my language. When I am rendering devotional service or giving respect to Radha Krishna, my worshipable, don't try to correct me. This is perfect the way it is. And then forward, all the temples of ISKCON named as Shri Shri Radha Krishna temples. Not Radha Krishna, Shri Radha Krishna temples. So let's move ahead. So Krishna again says, so there no one in the world can receive my grace without receiving the grace of Srimati Radharani. He says, Satya, Satyam Satyam Punaha Satyam Satyema Satyam Eva Punaha Punaha Radhanam Navina Loke Mat Prasado Navidyate Satyam Satyam Punaha Satyam. It is truth, truth, again it is truth only. Satyam Eva Punaha Punaha, and it will remain truth only again and again. Four times he has said truth, and three times he has said Punaha Punaha again and again. Satyam Satyam Punaha Satyam Satyam Eva Punaha Punaha. It is truth, truth, and truth again. It is truth only, and it will remain again and again truth only. So what he says, Radha Namna Vina Loke. In this world, those who are trying to achieve me, worship me, or attain me, Mat Prasado Na Vidyate, they will not achieve the perfection of their life or my prasad, my blessings, my mercy, without taking shelter of Srimati Radharani. Radha Namna Vina Loke Mat Prasado Na Vidyate. There cannot be a question of having my mercy without getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani. This way he is glorifying. Who is he? Krishna himself directly, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the power of Radharani's glance? He again describes in one shloka.
Venuho karanipatitam skhalitam sikhandam Brashtam chapita vasama vrajarajasuno Yashah kataksharapat vimakshitasya Tamradika paricharami kadaras kadasvena.
He is saying, Venuh karan nipatidam. The flute is slipping away. This flute is slipping away from the hand. And skhalitam shikhandam. The more panka, the shikhandam, which is kept on the forehead or on the in the turban of Krishna, it is disheveled, loosened, is about to fall at any time. The venu has slipped away. It is the shikhand, morapankha, is going to slip away at any time. It has loosened completely. Brashtam cha pita vashanam, the yellow pitambar, pita vasham, which is resting on the neck and shoulder of the Krishna, at any time it is falling from that place. When this happens, it is happening from the Vrajaraja Suno, from the great personality. It is not like the Krishna is some ordinary person who is not able to handle all these things and falling. So everything happens just by Krishna's will and desire. But this situation, he has no control over his own self. He is able to control the whole world, three worlds in all three times, past, present, future. But he is not able to control himself in this situation. Why? Because Yashah kataksha sharapat vimakshitasya. Because Radharani's sidelong glances, with the twitching of his eyes when she sees towards the Krishna, is completely disturbed and he has completely lost control over his body. Tam radhika paricharami kadasvena. And the Vaishnava here prays,
That Srimati Radharani, who controls the supreme controller of the worlds by her one simple glance, when that Srimati Radharani, towards that Srimati Radharani, I will develop a desire, paricharami, to serve her lotus feet in a favorable way. So I am so unfortunate that she is so powerful, that controlling the most powerful personality in the world, but I have no desire to serve her favorably. When that desire will come, that will be the perfection of my life. So this way, this Acharya is praying. So far we have spoken what is the glory of Srimati Radharani and how she is glorified the Krishna. And Krishna is all powerful. He demands so many things from his worshippers. But this all controller of everyone on all times, he also becomes controlled. So let's see, when Krishna is humbled, or he takes inferior position and gives prominence to Srimati Radharani. Few examples we'll see. So Krishna mentions in Bhagavatam, Napareyeham Nirvadya Samyujam. He says simply to the gopis, your love towards me has completely overpowered me. I say yathamam prapadante, but that principle cannot be applied to your love, because you are one pointedly directed towards me, your love and affection, everything, but I cannot do that towards you, because I have so many things and so many people. So you have to be satisfied with your own self. I cannot repay you what you have done for me. This way he takes inferior or humble position than the gopis, or prominently Srimati Radharani. Secondly, when Jayadeva Goswami was writing this Gita Govinda, he was hesitant to write whether the Krishna has taken the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani on his forehead. So he put down his pen and he thought of, let me take some Sandhya Vandana and other things, contemplate over it. Is this thought proper or not? He was contemplating that way. As soon as he leaves, Krishna comes in the disguise of Jayadeva Goswami and he writes that sloka and takes prasad and goes away. So he says that sloka is complete about Krishna himself, nobody else. So there is no doubt that the Krishna has provided the better position to Radharani than himself, consider him greater than himself. The third incident is, we have erected, made a Vrindavan here. People call it mini Vrindavan, the Raman place of Shishi Radha and Krishna. So among the all four gad, there's one in Barsana, there's one gad is Managad. So where Srimati Radharani is standing, and this all controller of everyone, he is standing there. If you see the photo what we have put here, the one time His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that this is the only place where a controller of all controllers, Sri Krishna, with all his powers, lowers his head, and he is frightened even to raise his hand or towards the Srimati Radharani. So he mentions this is the only place where Krishna is humbled. He controls all the people all the times. He is just able to dismantle the pride of demon like anything. He is fulfilling the desires of everyone and conquering his devotees with his love. But he is never humble. But he is never humbled by anyone. But this is, Managad is only place, Shishi Radha Man Bihari temple is only place where he is humbled. And he himself don't know. Who is helping everyone? Buddhir Buddhi Matam Ashmi. When he is a power of powerful people, intelligence of intelligent people, he himself don't know how to solve my own problems. That place is Managad. See, Radha Manabihari standing there and thinking, how can I please Srimati Radharani? Now she is angry with me. I have to do something. And then the gopis come and take their hand, Krishna's hand and Srimati Radharani's hand, and then unite them together. So this is three incidences we saw. Napareyeham in the Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda completion, and third place is Managad, where Krishna is humbled or takes lower position, give prominence to Srimati Radharani, better than himself. So this Shastra mentioned that the incarnation of Radharani is very special. It's secret of all secrets. That's why so many people come into the temple and ask, is she Rukmini Devi? Because Krishna is married to Rukmini, not Radharani. How can the temple of Radharani is created next? She is standing everywhere in all the temples of ISKCON, not Rukmini Devi. The people come and ask. But the secret of all secrets is incarnation of Srimati Radharani.
and she has a potency to give dasyam to all the living entities to Krishna. She can has a potency to develop or engage all the living entities in the service, loving service of Sri Krishna. That power she has. That's how she is serving and she is engaging all the people of the world in the service of Sri Krishna. So let's hear for 5 minutes about the benefits of Radha Janma Ashtami, like a Krishna Janma Ashtami. 2 shlokas we'll hear. Ashtabhyam Bhadra Shuklasya Sajata Ravi Vasare Ratro Parathasyam Jeshtam Pascha Tavimme Pare. So Radharani has taken birth in Rawal in the month of Bhadrapad on the day of Ravivar, on the Ashtami Tithi, in the Jeshta Nakshatra, and in the time of afternoon, the Divasa. And this is her time for the taking birth. That's why Vaishnavas fast for a half day on the Radhashtami, which is coming on 23rd of this month, on Saturday. So the next shloka it is mentioned, what is the benefit of observing Radhashtami, or how, what kind of pious activities you derive when you perform this Radhashtami, Radha Janma Mahotsav. Ekadasham sahastrena yatphalam labhate naraha Radha Janmashtami Radha Janmashtamim punyam tasmat chat gunadhikam. So one who observes this Ekadashi Vrata, he derives 1,000 times more benefits than the any ordinary day performance of any 9 angas of devotional service. But the same time, Radha Janmashtami punyam tasmat chat gunadhikam, better, 100 times better benefits one derive by performance or celebration of Radha Janma Mahotsav. So it is like 1,000 into 100. Compared to any ordinary day, you derive lakhs of 1 lakh time benefit by performance of devotional service on the day of Radha Janma Ashtami. And another place it is mentioned, Ganga Adishu Chatirtheshu Snatvam Tu Yat Phalam Labhet Krishna Prana Priyashtabhyam Phalam Prapnoti Manavah. You take bath in all the holy rivers in the world, the kind of benefits you derive, or pious credit or advancement devotional service you derive, is just by performance of one festival, Radha Ashtami, Krishna Priya. This Ashtami, if you celebrate, you will derive the same benefit in your life. So these are the some glories and the performance of Radha Ashtami and Radharani, how Krishna gives prominent position to Srimati Radharani. So 23rd is Janmashtami, we can prepare our consciousness in that mood. So she is the one who is serving in the highest way. She is causelessly merciful to all the living entities all the time. She is considered to be mother of all living entities. And the kind of love and affection comes from the Krishna. She is the source of it. So how much we should be inclined to beg for our pitiable condition to improve in our performance of devotion service, relationship with the Vaishnava, and service to ISKCON Guru and our Acharyas, so that we can advance at the same time, help others advance in Krishna consciousness. This is, Vaishnava says, the Radha Ashtami is not the day of celebration of appearance of Srimati Radharani. It is day of celebration of mercy. You can ask for anything and you will get it. It is day of mercy, not Radha Janmatithi. It is day of appearance of mercy. Whatever desires you have, you are struggling, you ask, you will be delivered and provided with the strength to overpower it and advance in your Krishna consciousness. So we should be in that mood henceforward, just to beg Srimati Radharani to help us advance in Krishna consciousness and perfect our life. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani ki.